playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Talent Talk today, speaking with Becca Weatherall, the Assistant Director of Infrastructure Services. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
No, thanks for having me, Daniel.
So you had a presentation this week to council talking a little bit about a proposed new project or initiative that you're going to seek funding for. So can you tell me what was this initiative that you're looking at?
Yeah, so the municipality is looking at ways that we can improve our current transit bus system. And so one of the ways that we're looking at doing that is replacing the minibus with an electric van that's fully accessible with a rear lift and some modular seating. So that means that we can move seats around within the van to accommodate different passenger needs. So in its original highest capacity state, it'll hold 6 individuals and a wheelchair in the back. However, you can move those seats around to say have 3 individuals seating in the van with 2 wheelchairs in the back. So this way, you know, we can accommodate different user groups and their needs. And the nice part about the electric van is that you only need a G-Class license to operate it. So we will no longer, you know, be at the mercy of having additional licensing in order to have a high occupancy vehicle for moving residents around the community in our transit bus. So I know another thing too that we're looking at is our fuel consumption. It's another, you know, another vehicle to have to fuel with gas. And so ideally we'll be cutting that down by switching over to electricity.
All right. Now you mentioned that it's a van. It's going to be about 6 people modular. So maybe a few fewer so that you can accommodate wheelchairs, that sort of thing. That is rather smaller than the current bus. Is that going to be an issue?
The municipality doesn't foresee that being an issue. You know, looking at our ridership numbers, we typically only see, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 people riding in the van or the bus together at the same time. So we believe that this service will be able to better accommodate our different user groups and their needs.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. And as you mentioned, you're shifting from gasoline to electricity. Obviously, electricity prices have also been a bit of an issue as well, but you do foresee that would be something of a savings.
Yeah, absolutely. The nice part is that with this van, the funding that we're pursuing also covers its charging infrastructure, and so the initial cost of getting that up and going is going to be, you know, next to nothing in terms of what the municipality will have to put forward. However, yeah, with the charging the bus, it'll be nice with our on-demand system. It can stay at a charging station all day and overnight until it needs to be used. And again, you know, you only need to charge it up every so often, so we can have it sitting in its station, not necessarily using electricity all the time. So it doesn't have to sit on its charging station, but it will have a spot to sit and charge. So we're not super concerned about the cost for the electricity on that one.
Okay, fair enough. And as you said, at this point, this is something that you're applying for funding for?
Yes, that is correct. So we'll be looking at applying for the funding, and then once that gets rolling, we're hoping to get moving with this project summer and fall. Maybe we'll see the van in our hands.
Well, that would be nice to hear. So again, something that we'll definitely hear more about, including any potential shift in service or anything that might stem out of that, it would be something we'll hear about as we get closer to that period.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure people understand about this initiative?
Just that I think it's a really great opportunity for the municipality to modernize its current fleet and it's the services that it provides. It's going to be able to open the hours of operation for the bus beyond the 8:45 to 2:45 window. So now hopefully we can reach a larger group of individuals who need to commute during peak commute times. So we're looking forward to seeing how this service improves getting our residents around town.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Once again, that is Becca Weatherall, the Assistant Director of Infrastructure Services, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.